most of you do know what we went through here in Asheville. We had the watermark of a 500-year storm, which really just decimated the place, and we're in rebuilding, and there's really absolutely no way to laugh about anything or make light of it, but we can make light of my behavior in it. And Eric and I have a tradition of me bringing him interesting things to drink. And this was part of the last case of water that the Red Cross gave me after we had 53 days here with non-potable water. It was portable, but it wasn't potable. And the last case, each time I went to the Red Cross or they came to me, the quality and the brand of water got more and more obscure. So what I handed DJ Eric Maddox was the last one I got, which was Roxanne brand water. So I get this and I'm thinking, all right, not messaging a bottle of water. If you're going to go with a police song, am I going to go with a wayward prostitute to brand the water? Or am I... Or how about when the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around water?
At least it's not voices in my head water.
It might as well have been. So I saw that. I went, Roxanne water. So we have hit the we'd hit the bottom. And soon enough, a day or two later, there was. I was wondering as the water got a poorer and poorer brand recognition, whether that was a good sign that the Red Cross knew that the water was improving and we'd be less desperate for it. Or, yes, they're like, oh, there's... There's something in Uzbek. There's a well in Uzbekistan we can draw from, and we can bring them water. So Eric, DJ Eric Maddox, that's my present to you. Is
thank you
Rox,
so much,
Roxanne water. You know, I think about when I'm looking back. You know, we got a long way to rebuild Asheville, but when I think of what the absolute rock bottom point was for me emotionally, was that. When the clocks got turned back an hour for daylight savings time. And I went, I need another hour of full 2024. Like, I need a freaking hole in the head. I think I gritted my teeth and was just kind of growling like a tantrum toddler, all that. So, yeah, it's like, I thought I need another hour of 2024. Like, I need the Creed reunion, which is now happening.
So ouch.
You know, I also thought, I need another hour of 2024, like I need a Nickelback Deluxe box set reissue, which is also coming out. So.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh. I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is gone.
You know, we have these new relationships with water, but at the same time, we need to be triple sure that we're properly hydrated, whether it's the Red Cross or the World Central Kitchen. Many of the local grocery stores have been very generous in giving water to people who need it, because we have to have water. But so I was at, in Asheville, there's not normalcy anywhere. It really isn't. But you can go up to Weaverville, which has almost nothing in common with Asheville except only being 20 miles away. And their water system is different, so they're not under a boil advisory. All the restaurants are open. The stores are open. And so I have frequented, let's call it, an Arkansas-based retailer that happens to be in Weaverville. And I was there, and the only water jugs, gallons, which were available, were on the absolute top shelf, the absolute top shelf. I'm not a tall guy. I'm 5'11", but on my tiptoes, I could reach a few of those on the top shelf. Well, my good deed of the day is I'm going to wait around here, and if anyone shorter than 5'3 or so needs some help procuring some water, Big Papa Gray is going to be here to the rescue, reaching for the water and all that. I think I stood proudly and nonsensically enough that three different guys walked by me and just about burst into laughter of thinking he's doing the good deed of the day with the water.